Farm Bill listening sessions across the state.
For this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update, we caught up with Enlist Specialist Steve Snyder at a plot tour near Spiritwood, North Dakota. We asked Snyder about the best management practices for the Enlist E3 soybeans.
I think when you look at E3 soybeans, and we've been really launching it for the last 4 years, and we got a very high market share in the United States. But we're always learning new things, and what we've really learned the last 2 years specifically is use the right adjuvants with it. First of all, we want to time weeds that are the right height, you know, 3-4 inches. We're out labeled up to 6-inch weeds, but the earlier the better. But you get some dry conditions, some droughty conditions. We've really learned that adding the right adjuvants like AMS, crop oils, MSOs, really help the weed control by penetrating the cuticle of the leaf. So we highly encourage the use of that, particularly out here where we are in the Dakotas of Minnesota.
Well, we've had a lot focused on the Enlist E3 soybeans. We've got some exciting things on the horizon on the corn side. Vorseed Enlist and PowerCore Enlist, they're all in the pipeline.
They're in the pipeline. What the Vorseed Enlist and PowerCore Enlist offers is a very good insect trait packages. The Vorseed Enlist has above and below ground packages on the insects. And then the PowerCore Enlist is above ground trait package. But what it adds on the Enlist portion is add some additional weed control options. We can add 2,4-D. We can finally spray 2,4-D when we really need it, when the weeds are up and we're not just targeting very small corn or brown silk or later corn. We can spray it up to V8 corn over the top just like we can with glyphosate. So it's really a great option to use the 2,4-D. And then all the Enlist traded corns also have FOP tolerance, so we can get additional grass control options with the Assure 2 herbicide, which is a FOP, either to control volunteer Roundup Ready corn or just to manage grasses that are in the corn.
I think the natural question is worry about possible resistance issues when we're starting looking at moving to corn as well as soybeans.
What we've always done with the Enlist system ever since the launch is we always talk about additional modes of action. We want to use pre-herbicides on the corn and the soybeans. We use tank mix partners when we're spraying post-emerge. And we're getting at least 4 to 5 modes of action that are actually effective on the broadleaf weeds on the corn year. And we do the same thing on the soybean year. And some of those are different. So in any 2-year cycle, you know, you're talking about the whole farm weed management. We don't want resistant weeds to 2,4-D. And we're very comfortable and we really like using different modes of action on the corn and bean year to you know, reduce the chance of that happening. We're not using just one mode of action, corn and bean. We're mixing it up, so that really helps.
You can see the full interview with Snyder on the Red River Farm Network YouTube channel.
American Farm Bureau Vice President Scott Vanderwall.